This is live from Studio A. Joining us today, it is local singer-songwriter Sarah Kruger, and she has been in bands before. She's been in Heavy J and the Fantastics, but now is performing solo, and she's got an EP release show coming up on Saturday at Teatro Zuccone at 8 p.m. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you.
Well, we're going to get you started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat. And I'm going to go get a drink of water, I think. What do you want to get started with?
I think I'm going to get started with a song called Take Me to Chile.
Okay. It's Sarah Kruger, live from Studio A.
Take me to Chile. Take me to Spain, 'cause it's getting cold in this town by the lake. Pour me a stiff one, yeah, and sing me a song. Turn of the season is taking far too damn long. Well, I need a savior and I need a sign. Hand me the ticket, I'll catch my plane right on time. Don't you know that I'm doing okay? But baby, take me to Chile. Yeah, and take me to Spain. Fly me to Tokyo. We can't stop in Brazil. Souls in this city seem to be losing their thrill. Oh, baby, you've got the money. Yeah, and I've got no time to waste. We've both got demons. Put them right in their place. Well, I need a savior and I need a sign. Hand me the ticket, I'll catch my plane right on time. Don't you know? Baby, take me to Chile. Yeah, and take me to Spain.
Sarah Kruger, live from Studio A. I'm just going to guess that that one might have been written on a cold winter night in Duluth. Is that even close?
That's a good guess. Yep. March. And you're getting sick of winter and you just want to get out. And that's what song came out. So, yeah.
Have you ever been to Chile or Spain? Or
I never have. I ended
places?
Up actually going to Guatemala and Belize after I wrote that song. So it worked out.
But yeah, those would be a little harder, I think, to fit into a lyric.
Yeah.
Take me to Guatemala.
Exactly.
Sarah, you're originally from Eau Claire,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And were you involved in music in Eau Claire?
No. I mean, besides your typical high school choir, that's pretty much all I really did with music in Eau Claire. Eau Claire has a great music scene, and now every time I go home, it's so fun to see all the different musicians coming out of that area. But I really didn't get involved in any bands until I came up here to Duluth for college.
Did you go see bands or anything? Were there places
I've,
to do that?
I've kind of grown up watching live music. My parents have always loved going to shows and concerts, and my family loves playing music also. So for me, it was always seeing the music, never really being a part of it. And then finally, when I came up here to Duluth and kind of fell into the right crowd of people that pulled me into the music scene and started singing in a band, and it's kind of gone on from there. So,
do you remember what your first concert might have been that your parents might have taken you to? I'm always curious about those stories.
My first concert my parents took me to. I remember being probably 5 or 6 in Eau Claire. Sonia Dada was playing. I don't know if you remember that band at all. They sang, "Lover, lover,
you don't treat me no good no more."
Yep, and it was so much fun. They had, a cast on stage doing backflips and all types of different crazy stuff. And that's probably my first memory of a concert with my parents. It's a blast. Loved it ever since.
You were hooked. And you came to school here, UMD, right?
Yep. Yes.
And another thing that people might have heard about you, you were auditioned for American Idol.
Tell
us about that experience. I don't know much about your experience with that, so tell me a little bit about that.
That was, I guess, I was 19, so my sophomore year of college. There are auditions for American Idol in Minneapolis, and everyone kind of said, you have to do this, you have to do this. I've always been a singer, and so I went and auditioned, and I've never had really watched the show, and kind of just went to see what would happen, and ended up going to Hollywood and making it to the top 50. It was season 6, so yeah, it was interesting to kind of see how that whole industry works, and behind the scenes of TV shows and reality TV, and met a lot of great people, but it wasn't really my niche. I guess the music that gets produced from that TV show, it's not really my scene, but it was definitely an interesting experience. I'm glad I did it. Mm-hmm. It was pretty eye-opening. So.
Can you think of one eye-opening story for us to share about that?
I guess just the fact that I kind of went into it expecting to meet maybe a lot of phony people that wanted to get on TV, but really there were a lot of great musicians that I came across and spent time with during the week that I was in LA, and just a lot of people that, were great songwriters and even good musicians, but really kind of wanted a big break for themselves. So it's interesting when you're watching that reality TV, those reality TV shows, to think who's really behind it. But I met a lot of good people, so yeah.
So it sounds like it was a great experience.
Yeah,
now, did you make it? No, I confess, I have never seen a full episode of that show.
I have not watched it since, honestly. But
I kind of feel un-American saying that because I know it's a very popular show. But so did you actually make it onto TV?
Yeah. My auditions were shown on TV and part of the Hollywood Week, which was all crazy. I mean, it's something that I don't really talk about anymore unless people ask, because it's when you're on TV in front of that many people that, you get a lot of questions, and that's all, that people seem to want to talk to you about. And it just, gets to be a lot. But, it was pretty crazy. It was pretty surreal.
Mm-hmm.
I forget it happens sometimes.
It was a while ago, but is this your first visit to our studios? I think,
I was here with Heavy J and the Fantastics.
Okay.
A couple of years ago.
So, yeah, well, next time you come, we won't have to talk about that.
No worries.
Well, put it behind us. I was just very curious about that experience.
Absolutely.
It had to be kind of surreal.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that didn't know that happened, and it was posted in the Homegrown Field Guide, and I had so many people like, "Did that really happen?" And like,
Yep, it's real.
It really happened.
Well, what do you want to play next for us, Sarah?
I'm going to play a song called Running. It's actually the title track from my EP that I'm just releasing right now.
It's Sarah Kruger live from Studio A.
Where are you running, and why aren't you running with me? 'Cause you called me darling, and you wanted to be free.
That's Sarah Kruger, live from Studio A with Running from her EP by the same name. I'm looking at the liner notes here on the EP and some familiar names on here. Now, you were in the band Heavy J and the Fantastics. Yeah. Is the band no more, or is it just on a break?
We're pretty much no more. We'll play some fun reunion shows and, you know, pull out some cover songs. That band was a lot of fun. We would, you know, get a lot of friends together and just play music. And so whenever we get the chance to do that, we will. But everyone kind of has their own projects now, and they're staying busy with different musical endeavors. So it's pretty exciting to see where everyone's ended up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to put the EP together? Was it something you'd been thinking about for a while? And
you know, it all happened very quickly. I actually just kind of picked up the guitar this year and started writing songs. And I, you know, learned how to play a few chords and wrote a couple songs and shared them with my friends, and my friends being the guys that were in Heavy J, my very close friends. And they were kind of like, you know, Sarah, you should really record these, get something down, and we'll help you with it. So the whole process kind of happened quickly. We set up, you know, a few days at a recording studio, owned by some friends of ours, and got, you know, a lot of my friends together that play music. I'm very lucky to have some really talented people that I'm close with, and they really wanted to help. And we recorded 6 songs and, you know, got it finished by the time summer rolled around, and here it is. So, yeah.
Now, you're doing, when you play shows, are you are any of them on stage with you, or are you just doing a solo thing?
Yeah, actually, the last couple shows I've played, I've had pretty much a full band behind me playing the songs with me also. So on Saturday at the release show, I'm going to have Kyle Keegan playing drums. Jordan Taylor's going to play the Rhodes and play some bass. And Ben Berg will be playing banjo and bass. Nate Case will be on guitar. So, you know, it's a pretty good lineup. All of those guys are in other bands in the area, and it's fun to see them play something a little more, acoustic and laid back, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. And it's the CD, the EP release is coming up this Saturday, as we mentioned, at Teatro Zuccone, and that's at 8 p.m. What do you want to wrap things up with here today, Sarah?
I'm going to wrap up with a song called Goodbye Loneliness.
Okay.
Goodbye, loneliness. I'll see you in the wintertime. Hello, sweet revenge. You'll be making everything alright. Comes back around, I'll be satisfied. Well, I'm talking about honesty, honesty about honesty. He ain't got none. Well, how about some dignity, dignity, some dignity? He forgot. So, no, he won't get a piece of me. A piece of me won't get a piece of me when it's all done. Oh, but when the springtime comes, I'll be gone. 'Cause it's goodbye. Satisfied, yeah, just for a little while, till he comes back around, I'll be satisfied.
That's Sarah Kruger live from Studio A. Did you write songs in the band too, or is this?
No, not at all.
So this is kind of your first. Did you have a bunch of stuff that you thought about, or
no? I just I've always been a writer. I've always I'm an English major, so I'm always writing, and I've always loved to sing. And I just, you know, it finally came to the point as the band started fading down, and I realized I really just want to sing songs for people, and I need to figure out an instrument to play, and I need to write songs. And so, I told my friend Nate, I said, "Will you take me guitar shopping? I don't know anything about guitars." We went out, bought a guitar, and I went home, and he showed me, you know, a couple things about it, and immediately I was just putting lyrics to, you know, to the chords I was strumming. And, you know, it's, at first it was really intimidating because I'm surrounded by so many good musicians. I always felt that I could never get up and play the guitar in front of people until I was really good at it. And I'm not really good at it, but I've luckily had people, you know, tell me, you need to start somewhere. And so I've just kept, you know, I've been writing songs since then. And this year I've, you know, had a lot of music come out of just, you know, this first year of playing. And And so it feels really nice to be able to share that in so soon, you know. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you've got the EP out, and then are you going to do many more shows behind this?
Yeah, I hope to. I'm kind of figuring out, you know, if I should be playing solo or continue to play with the band. I love playing with the band. I just feel more comfortable, but it's harder to coordinate everybody. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'll definitely be booking shows in the fall and trying to play around here as often as I can. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Sarah. It was great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
That's Sarah Kruger. She is going to be featured at an EP. Her EP release show is happening tomorrow night at Teatro Zucconi. Not tomorrow night, I'm sorry. On Saturday night at Teatro Zucconi at 8 p.m. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to archived sessions, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean. Ryan Dahlberg of the Duluthscene.org took video, and we'll be posting that on that website. And this is made possible with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.